The fridge light turns me on. A carton of milk with a familiar face greets me. Have you seen this man? Missing for 35 years. Bloodshot eyes, buckshot thighs, a champagne flute filled with lies. It's me that I despise. The zombification of human nature had me by the balls. I walked right into it, led by trusted mentors, acne on my shoulders, a sight of Indiana Jones boulders. I drank because that's what people like us do around here. Cider, lager, red wine and beer. You don't shift gears because you don't know you have any. You don't take the parking brake off because you don't know it's on. You don't think because you don't know how. And you don't ask questions, not even the one about eating that beautiful looking cow. Not now, not ever. Stop trying to be so clever. But when you wake the fuck up and take the vow, there is no stopping you now. Courage and bravery, medals pinned, the cans and the bottles, everything binned. There is an helicopter swirling and you are the wind. You can go anywhere, do anything, no longer chained to the sin. The transformation is for all to see, and it's incredible how you missed it for so long, you and me. The rush of air on the nape of your neck, the smell of a rose, no more nervous wreck. Striver Neil asks if his concentration and energy levels will increase when he consigns alcohol to the past, and that's what we cover in today's podcast. So there you are. Will concentration and energy levels increase when you become someone that doesn't drink alcohol? It's a question that Neil has asked, and it's one that I'm going to try and answer for the next 10 minutes. First and foremost, I think it's super important to differentiate between short-term and long-term thinking, okay? So everybody knows who's taking the tester, or who's taking the intensive, or is a member of Strive, how important the truth about alcohol philosophy is about focusing on our long-term gains. We need to realize and really carve a deep kind of rut in our brain that reminds us that everything around addiction is short-term gratification. It's all about eating that marshmallow right now. It's all about eating that ice cream right now. It's all about having a drink to solve those problems right now, okay? And if we can learn to change the way that we think and focus more on long-term than short-term gains, right? So more long-term gains, then that is really one of the keys to success of beating addiction or becoming someone that doesn't drink alcohol, okay? So when we think about whether or not our levels of concentration and energy are going to increase or not, it's important to separate them and look at them both as in short-term and long-term probabilities here, right? So firstly, short-term. I cannot remember how it affected me short term because it was so long ago. You're talking like nearly a decade ago for me. But I've been amongst the conversation on Strive enough to have a good kind of feedback for you, Neil. And what I found is that a lot of people find it difficult to concentrate in the short term when they stop drinking alcohol. And one of the reasons that they find it difficult to stop to concentrate is because all they seem to do is concentrate about alcohol. So you stop in the short term and then you're thinking, you know, a problem will happen and a trigger will occur, and your go-to thought process, your go-to kind of physical nature of your being is to drink alcohol. And now suddenly, because that's not there, you start to feel a little bit anxious, you start to feel stressed. And then you start to worry, not just in that moment, but you start to worry and panic about future moments. Oh no, what's going to happen on Saturday night when a friend of mine comes around for her annual bottle of wine and I have to tell her that I'm not drinking? So in the short term, you will find it more difficult to concentrate on anything but alcohol, which in itself is going to give you a problem, okay? However, you can look at this, and I want you to look at this as a really positive thing. So in the intensive, we have an assignment early on called experimentation, okay? There's a reason why when you read Alan Carr's Easy Way to Stop Smoking Permanently, An Easy Way to Control Alcohol, there's a reason why Alan says you don't have to stop smoking or drinking until after the book. In fact, he encourages it for you to carry on doing that. And I think it was a very smart move by Alan, because what he's doing is, as he is teaching you that both smoking and drinking is a psychological malady, right? As he's telling you all these things, You, as the drinker or the smoker, can continue to experiment to really feel whether or not what he's trying to tell you is true. Very often we'll have strivers say, do you know what? I haven't drunk for 3 months, but I really want to have a drink just to test if this philosophy works. That, by the way, is resistance talking. It is a trap and you shouldn't do it, okay? However, when you stop drinking in the short term and all of a sudden you just keep thinking about alcohol all the time, so you can't really concentrate on life, it's good to turn that into an inquisitive journey, kind of an inquisitive questioning around alcohol. So as you're kind of there saying to yourself, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday night. I don't know how I'm going to tell the boys, blah, 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 what's going on. Instead of really stressing and worrying about that, what you should do is you should turn that around and start asking yourself, why am I worried about the boys? Why is this such a big deal? If these are my friends, what am I worried about in telling them that I don't want to drink? And if you turn this anxiety into a line of questioning, it will really help you to develop long term to be someone who doesn't drink alcohol, right? And I firmly believe that it will also help stabilize your levels of concentration. Because instead of just like worrying about where you're going to get your next drink from all of a sudden, you're changing that worry and that anxiety into more of an inquisitive kind of like look or a thought process around why am I doing this, which I think will take the edge off. So I think that is really important. It's also important to realize that in the short term, your energy levels may be low as well. Now, I've seen this on both sides. I've seen people stop drinking for a couple of weeks and they get on Strive and they're like, wow, fucking hell, this is amazing. I can't believe how much more energy I've got. And then I've seen other people come on after a couple of weeks and say, wow, when are my energy levels going to increase? I'm finding this really difficult. I would say, given the disparity between different people on how they feel or on their energy levels when it comes to alcohol, that the issue of energy levels short term is probably more likely tied up with what you're eating and what exercise and movement you're doing, plus the stress and anxiety that you have in your family life or in your work life. So I think that it's a combination of things. So for example, you could get two people who have both decided that they're not going to drink alcohol and they've both gone a month. One of them is exercising thoroughly and eating a really good keto-based diet. And then the other one is not exercising at all. It's just eating sugar and a load of shit. Then the one who's eating sugar and a load of shit is going to feel more lethargic than the other one, right? So I've seen it both sides. So I can't really, it's a flip a coin thing, I guess. What I will say is though, is that exercise and movement is a fantastic way of beating the cravings. It's a great way of filling the white space that comes up short term, and we should all be doing it anyway, right? And the likelihood is if we're drinking and drinking is a problem, that we're less likely to be taking care of ourselves in other areas of our lives. So, you know, if we are hitting it big time on the alcohol, it's going to be a little bit unusual if we're in the gym every day, right? And we're going running every day because we just won't have the energy because alcohol fucking saps us of that energy, right? So I think one thing you should be doing anyway in the short term when you decide to be someone who doesn't drink alcohol is you should be exercising and you should be eating better. There are a lot of different supplements and a lot of different food types that you could eat in order for you to feel so much better. And if you listen to the podcast episodes that I did with Jolene Parks and Carla Marie, you'll learn a little bit more about how you can, you know, take advantage of the old way that the neurotransmitters work in order for you to, you know, balance out any kind of neurochemicals you may be missing or may be imbalanced for the fact that you're not drinking alcohol anymore, right? So short term, yeah, sometimes I see people's energies drop, sometimes they skyrocket. I think it has to do with lifestyle in a holistic sense, okay? So that's my short term thoughts. Long term thoughts, will you develop a high level of concentration if you stop drinking alcohol? Too fucking right you will. I mean, long term, it's a no-brainer. What happens is once you become someone that doesn't drink alcohol, you will start to reduce the amount of anxiety, stress, and depression you have in your life. because you just naturally become more buoyant, you become more positive, you become more courageous, more brave, and you're better able to deal with life. So you're more likely to accept the pain and suffering that is currently happening in your life, right? You're also going to be the short-term thoughts about always thinking about drinking all the time that I said could create a lack of concentration, they dissipate, don't they? So the longer you go on as being someone that doesn't drink alcohol, you're not worrying about alcohol anymore. Not only are you not worrying about alcohol, but you're not worrying about alcohol. You're not worrying about going out. You're not worried about what you're going to say to people. You're not worried about how drunk you're going to get. You're not worried about all that mess, right? So high level of concentration really does come about when you stop being someone that doesn't drink alcohol. You're not damaging your brain, for first and foremost, right? So we all know that alcohol is going to damage our brain. You're not doing that. So you're definitely going to increase your chances of getting a higher level of concentration. But you also, like I said, develop more courage and self-confidence. And that in turn leads you to say to yourself, well, what can I do next? Especially if you're following something like the Truth About Alcohol philosophy. The reason that I created Strive and the Taster and the Intensive is because it was molded on everything that worked for me. And I will always say to people, when they say to me, Lee, how did you become someone who doesn't drink alcohol? I won't say I stopped drinking alcohol, I read Alan Carr's book. I'll say I quit my job. Because once I realized I had the power to stop drinking alcohol, it enabled me to look at my life and think to myself, well, hang on a minute, what else can I do? And the biggest thing I did post stopping drinking was to quit my job, right? And I had the courage and the bravery to do that because I stopped drinking alcohol, right? Now, so this asks you, you then start saying to yourself, well, what am I doing in my job? What am I doing in my relationships? What am I doing in my hobbies? Like, how am I having fun? And what happens is, by asking these questions and doing research, like reading books, watching videos, listening to podcasts, joining groups like Strive and entrepreneurial groups. I'm a member of Bernadette G was the right company. And you start mixing with other people who are asking the same sort of questions. And you start to get that togetherness and that spirit, that teamwork. So you know that people have got your back. And you start making changes in your life. You start changing your friends, your relationships, your job, your career, your vacation. And you start to become energized by this pursuit of meaning and purpose, right? And your energy that comes with that joie de vivre of understanding and searching for something bigger than what you've been doing is going to spark a real boundless amount of energy and, on top of that, a high level of concentration, because you're just going to be all together so with it, all right? So with it. Some caveats to talk about in addition to my views on short-term, long-term thinking around this. One, if you eat garbage and you don't exercise, I don't care if you're drinking alcohol or not, you're not going to have a high level of concentration and you are going to have low levels of energy. So I think it's really important to... A lot of people do that, mind. They stop drinking alcohol because they're not getting that kind of sugar rush anymore that alcohol gives them, and they're not getting that, I drink alcohol because it's a reward mechanism. A lot of people, me included, turn to sugar. Like, I remember not being interested in sugar at all until I stopped drinking, and I would go to a restaurant, and all of a sudden, the sweet became a really important part of my meal. Like, I was looking forward to the sweet more than anything else. But before I was drinking, I weren't interested in the sweet. And I think that was a combination of my body needing some sugar now that I'm not drinking as much alcohol, and also me thinking to myself, well, I used to have a glass of wine when I went out for a meal, so instead of having my glass of wine, I'm going to have two desserts, right? There's that psychological angle to it, okay? And so you're going to immediately want to start eating some junk, maybe, because you stopped drinking alcohol in the short term, especially. And we get a lot of people who stop drinking alcohol and then they don't do anything else. They don't do any exercise. They don't eat well. And they kind of just willpower their way through it. And they feel shit, you know? That's going to happen. You know, it's nothing to do with alcohol. It's the fact that you're just eating crap and you're not exercising. So that's really important. So what else is it? The other thing is, it all depends on how you fill your white space. So the white space is the time that you have on your hands and the empty space you have for thinking in your brain. once you become someone who doesn't drink alcohol. And what activities you choose to get into depends on whether you've got high levels of energy. So if you get into sport, if you get into music, the arts, you're going to be energized. You're going to have high levels of concentration. But if you just decide that you're just going to get stoned and just smoke weed and just watch fucking TV all day, right? Then yeah, you're going to have low levels of energy. So really pick and choose activities and vocations and jobs to fill your white space of things that are really going to fill you with energy, are really going to make you feel excited. Okay. Last but not least, sorry, Neil, but the question is kind of irrelevant. Okay, the question is kind of irrelevant for me anyway, because let's just say that the answer to the question is no, drinking alcohol doesn't improve your concentration levels and it doesn't give you more energy. So what we're saying there is drinking alcohol increases your concentration and drinking alcohol gives you more energy, right? Even if that's the case, you shouldn't be drinking it, because it's a powerful poison. It kills 3.3 million people a year. Even if you add that into the pros column, it gives me more energy when I drink it and it increases my concentration, you shouldn't drink it. Because let's say when I used to take speed, I don't know if speed would aid my levels of concentration, but speed would definitely give me more energy, right? I don't take speed when I want to take energy, because speed's a drug, right? Speed's a drug, it's harmful to me and I don't want to take it, okay? So same thing is here with alcohol. It is completely irrelevant. Like, we wouldn't want to be, nobody is going to turn around and say, I drink alcohol and I have a difficulty stopping because I'm worried my concentration levels will dip and I'll have less energy. Nobody says that. And anybody who does says that is suffering from resistance. Even possibly posing the question is a form of resistance. Is a resistance saying to you, hey, here are a million reasons why you shouldn't drink alcohol. Two of them are, you will lose concentration and lack concentration, and you will have less energy. Okay, so all of a sudden now you have an excuse to start keep drinking alcohol, because you'll say, I don't want to lose concentration, I don't want to lack energy. When really all you need to do is do some brain training with a few apps and get out there and do some exercises, right? So just be really, really, really careful how resistance plays into these lines of questioning. I'll repeat that again. Whether or not alcohol provides you energy, or whether or not alcohol increases your concentration, is irrelevant, okay? Because we do not drink alcohol for those reasons. We drink alcohol because we're addicted to alcohol. I hope that was useful, Neil. If you've got any follow-up questions, then send me an email at thetruthaboutalcohol@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. If the truth about alcohol philosophy jives with you and you want to become someone that doesn't drink alcohol, then there are several options available to you, okay? According to the research carried out by Janice and James Prochaska, there are 6 stages of change when it comes to defeating an addiction. And let me assure you, that is your problem. It is an addiction, right? Now, these 6 stages of change are as follows. 1, pre-contemplation. 2, contemplation. 3, preparation. 4, action. 5, maintenance. And 6, termination. And translated into truth about alcohol philosophy, these categories become this, right? 1, the death effect. 2, visualization. 3, incubation. 4, ready, steady, go. 5, transformation. And 6, service. And that just makes a nice little acronym, STRIVE. Ha! That's why I did that, right? So these 6 stages of the truth about alcohol are not fixed in stone, right? They're fluid. And you'll move between these stages depending on a variety of different factors. But understanding where you are on this spectrum is really critical, okay? Now, 1, the first category you're going to be in, which the Prochaska's called pre-contemplation and I'm calling the death effect, that's when you really are struck by the zombification of societal conditioning. You have no idea that alcohol is a problem, that alcoholism exists. You just think that alcohol is fucking brilliant and that is the end of, right? And that will not be affecting you right now because you're here listening to this. But that is that first level, that first category, the death effect. At the second level, contemplation, as the Prochaska's call it, or for me, visualization, this is where you start to think and question the role that alcohol has in your life,
right? And as you're thinking about this and you're pondering and you're kind of visualizing kind of like, you know, how alcohol is having a negative effect in your life and what it could possibly be like if it's not in your life anymore, you may have joined the Alcohol Addiction Podcast and listened to this. You may have headed over to thetruthaboutalcohol.co.uk and joined our email list. You might be reading our blog post. You might have picked up a few books and started reading on those. At the third stage is called preparation, right? Or what we call incubation. And this is where you might go a little bit further. And you're now starting not only to kind of listen to podcasts and read some books, but you're actually preparing to change, right? The idea that you could potentially be someone that doesn't drink alcohol is starting to incubate. And you could, at this stage, have joined a community forum like Strive, or you might have joined Nis Naked Minds forum or Hip Sobriety's Facebook group or something. But you're starting to prepare for change. The fourth category is action, or what we call ready, steady, go. And this is where you really are now starting to take some real solid action. And if you're ready to take action, then you should take the Truth About Alcohol Taster. And the Truth About Alcohol Taster is a 27-day program. You can join the program whenever you like. You just go to thetruthaboutalcohol.co.uk and you can find the links there to join up. Or you can email me at thetruthaboutalcohol@gmail.com and I'll sort you out. You join basically a group and you can just work on being someone who doesn't drink alcohol for 27 days to give it a little bit of a feel. We'll introduce you to the Truth About Alcohol philosophy, our three modules of truth, awareness, and freedom. We'll learn to help you see the truth about alcohol, why you drink, why it's so difficult to stop, raise awareness of that truth internally so you can start to change some of those neurological pathways, those thought process and belief systems around alcohol, and then freedom. How do you assert yourself back into a society of people that don't drink alcohol? You do the homework on Strive, you get an assignment every day from myself, and one of the Truth About Alcohol ambassadors will lead you along the way. So that's kind of the action stage. The fifth stage is called maintenance, or what we call transformation. This is where the work really takes off, right? Now, it's really important to understand that moving between the incubation phase and the ready, steady, go phase, you know, so whilst you're kind of like preparing to take action, that could take anywhere up to 6 months. And once you've started to take action, the actual maintenance phase, which is what we call transformation, the stage where you are really working on becoming someone that doesn't drink alcohol permanently, that phase can take up to 5 years, right? It can take that long. It certainly takes six months plus for you to really nail it or give yourself a good shot at this. And for that reason, we've created the intensive. The Truth About Alcohol Intensive, it's a year, an annual subscription where we get really deep into the truth about alcohol, raising awareness of that truth and working out how to be free of it. And we're up to like 70 plus coaching videos. You work with all the Truth About Alcohol ambassadors and myself. It's a great, great process, okay? One of the big mistakes people make is they'll take the taster, so they start to take action, and then once they finish the taster, they don't continue into the maintenance phase, and that can lead them fall back into some of those earlier categories. So it's really important to do the intensive and get through that transformation phase. And then finally, sixth, termination, as the Prochaskas call it, or I like to call it service. This is where it doesn't matter what happens now, you're never going to drink alcohol. It doesn't matter, you're never triggered, nothing ever happens, you're just fucking done with it, right? And that's where I am right now. And this is where we at the Truth About Alcohol can offer you some roles to, you know, give back to the community, give back to the world, and help me create this movement of a million people that don't drink alcohol. And that is to extend yourself into the roles of either a Strive ambassador, where you lead in the Strive movement and really are a rock helping new people come to Strive, or you can become a Truth About Alcohol ambassador, where we pay you to take control of the taster groups and the intensive groups and really work with people who are ready to take the action phase. So if you are ready right now, okay, to start to think about moving up into the next stage, so, you know, you're in contemplation phase now and you're thinking about going to preparation, join Strive, right? It's £5 a month. It'll be the best £5 you've ever spent. If you're ready to take action, if you're ready to do something about this, then join the taster, Okay, that's £99, right? Join the taster. And then if you are just ready to just fucking be someone that doesn't drink alcohol and that is like something you want to do permanently, then join the intensive. That is £1,000. We've got payment plans available. Do not let money be the reason why you do not take this, because we can always sort something out or find you some help, all right? So head over to thetrooperalcohol.co.uk to join those experiences, or give me an email at trooperalcohol@gmail.com. Remember this, folks, okay? You drink alone, but you do not have to stop drinking alone. That's why we're here for you. So reach out and help. Take care of yourself.